page 66, exercises 2 and 3. Listen to the conversation about Melissa's trip to London. Number the places in the order that she mentions them. Which places did she not visit? Then listen again and decide if the statements are true or false.
Hi, Melissa. How was your trip to London? It was your first visit there, wasn't it?
That's right. I'd never been there before. What a city.
It sounds as if you had a great time.
Yes, it was brilliant. There's something for everyone there. I loved walking along the crowded streets, especially Oxford Street, looking at all the different people from all over the world. Everything was just so lively and cosmopolitan. And the shopping was amazing too.
Yes, London is a very popular tourist destination. And what about the tourist attractions? Did you get to see many?
I saw as many as I could. The biggest problem was that I didn't have enough time or money to see everything I wanted to see. For example, I wanted to go on the London Eye, but the tickets were too expensive.
So what did you manage to see?
Well, the Tower of London was really impressive. I loved it. It was exciting to visit such a historical building and listen to the guide's stories.
Really? I think guided tours are boring.
Well, this one wasn't. Unfortunately, I didn't manage to visit Buckingham Palace as I'd planned because the queue for tickets was too long. But I went to some other amazing places. For example, Madame Tussauds Waxworks. Now that was a lot of fun. The waxworks looked so real. I even asked an old lady on a bench if I could sit beside her, and it turned out she was a waxwork too. That was so embarrassing.
Did you go out of London at all?
Actually, I did. I took a relaxing boat ride along the river to Hampton Court Palace. It was nice to leave the city and go to a quieter and more isolated place. And even though there were still lots of tourists, everything was very peaceful. It's got beautiful gardens, and I had a picnic with my friends there.
A picnic? You mean to say it didn't rain?
No, we were very lucky. Everyone says that London can be grey and boring if the weather isn't good, but we had wonderful weather.
Sounds like you had a great time. So where will you spend your next holiday?
Oh, I want to go somewhere totally different, somewhere remote or exotic. I think I'll go backpacking and get away from it all.
Let me know what you decide. Maybe I'll come along.
Why don't you? That would be great.